We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we can help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern, and the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky, and while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
From just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web, this is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next 3 hours. Nice to have you with us as we once again document the crisis of our republic, the undermining of our national, state, and individual autonomy. And today is the 3rd of September, 2011. It's hard to believe it's already September. It's just amazing how fast the time goes. It's like Derry Brownfield always says, time flies whether or not you're having fun. And I can't think of truer words. But anyway, folks, I've been up since 3 o'clock this morning, my time, here on the here in southern Michigan, which we're on the eastern time zone. And it seems like no matter how early I get up to prepare for the program, no matter how much time I spend going through reams and reams and reams of information, it never ceases to amaze me just how many things are happening today and how eventful these times are. You can never cover it all. You could never cover it all. We're just besieged with information today, and we're besieged with examples of how the United States is becoming less and less of a free country all the time. Case in point here, we have now guitar shops that are being raided, reportedly because of the wood that is being used. I've heard other hosts talking about this. I'm not going to spend too much time on it, but I did want to touch upon it because this just goes right in line with the fact that Agenda 21 is going to be more and more increasingly enforced. One of the promoters of Agenda 21 said that the environmental consequences, I think it was Daniel Sitars, actually the attorney and environmental activist who wrote the authoritative version of Agenda 21, said that the environmental consequences of every human action would be at the fore of all policy. And here we have once again an example of that here, as the Wall Street Journal reports, guitar frets. Environmental enforcement leaves musicians in fear. They say federal agents swooped in on Gibson Guitar Wednesday, raiding factories and offices in Memphis and Nashville, seizing several pallets of wood, electronic files, and guitars. The feds are keeping mum, but in a statement yesterday, Gibson chairman and CEO Henry, I can't pronounce the name, he defended his company's manufacturing policies, accusing the Justice Department of bullying the company. Now, it does turn out that this guy was evidently a Republican supporter. There is a Democratic supporter who actually is using the same wood as Gibson Guitars, and he hasn't been raided. He's been left alone. So it looks like this could very well be at least partially political. All right, I'm going to take a bottom of the hour break. Actually, I'm going to take a few minute break here, and we'll be back here in a moment. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. We'll be back here in just a few minutes.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Wicks. As we continue on here, before the break, I was talking about this raid on Gibson guitars, and I don't want to spend too much time on this other than to point out once again, ladies and gentlemen, that the wood that these people are using at this guitar factory is being used as an excuse to come in now and perform raids. And it wasn't even a law. I guess the law was based in India that they aren't supposed to use that particular kind of Brazilian rosewood, and they're saying now that musicians are actually concerned about being raided, are actually concerned about having their guitars seized. Now, they say it isn't the first time that agents of the Fish and Wildlife Service have come knocking at the storied maker of such iconic instruments as Les Paul electronic guitar, the J-160E acoustic electric John Lennon played, and essential jazz boxes such as Charlie Christian's ES-150. In 2009, the feds seized several guitars and pallets of wood from a Gibson factory, and both sides have been wrangling over the goods in a case with a delightful name, United States of America versus Ebony Wood, in various forms. The question and the first raid seemed to be whether Gibson had been buying illegally harvested hardwoods from protected forests. such as the Madagascar ebony, that makes for such lovely fretboards. And if Gibson did knowingly import illegally harvested ebony from Madagascar, that wouldn't be a negligible offense. Pete Lowry, ebony and rosewood expert at the Missouri Botanical Garden, calls the Madagascar wood trade the equivalent of Africa's blood diamonds. But with a new raid, the government seems to be questioning whether some wood sourced from India met every regulatory jot and tittle. Anyway, I'm not going to read this whole article. As I said, there's a lot going on. But, you know, when we've reached a point environmentally, ladies and gentlemen, where guitar shops are being raided because of the wood that they're using, you know, what we're dealing with here is a complete and total totalitarian implementation of Agenda 21. And this just fulfills perfectly the words that Daniel Sitar said when he said that the environmental consequences of every human action are going to have to be taken into consideration before any policy is made. And I'm paraphrasing that quote. I've read the quote many times on the air. But, you know, this is just part and parcel of a society that's increasingly further and further down the rat hole of, well, a system that looks increasingly communistic to me. Only today, they're calling it communitarianism. Communitarianism, emerging of communism and capitalism, bringing the two systems together to form the new synthesis, which is communitarianism, and Agenda 21 is communitarianism, listeners. As we continue on here from WorldNet Daily, we see step away from the pliers. Teacher faces weapons violation termination for showing children tools. They say a school in Barack Obama buddy Rahm Emanuel's city of Chicago is accusing a teacher of weapons violations for showing tools to a class of second graders for a curriculum that requires a tools discussion. The Rutherford Institute says it's too much, and they've written the principal, whose name is Valeria Newell Bryant, at the Washington Irving Elementary School in Chicago, demanding that the case against the teacher be dropped. The teacher's name is Doug Bartlett. You know, more insanity, listeners. Chicago has been disarmed. Since Chicago was disarmed, violent crime has rapidly increased in that city. And now we've gotten to the point now where we can't even show children in school. You know, back years ago, and you can talk to old people about this, older people. Some of you in the audience might be old enough to remember that folks used to, you know, when they were young, when they were children, they went to school, they took their guns to school because they would go target practicing after class. They would go and hunting after class, you know, do some squirrel hunting afterwards. Now we've gotten so insane with all the drugging of the young people, the conditioning of the young people with video games and various desensitization efforts by the elitists, in my opinion. People have been conditioned to believe that young people can't handle guns responsibly, and maybe young people have been conditioned to the point where they can't be trusted with firearms. Certainly, we've had a number of school shootings. I think most of these people who go on these rampages are mind-controlled drones, in my opinion. But certainly the vast majority of them are on psychotropic drugs. Point of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, we've changed and morphed further and further as a society to the point where now we can't even show children tools in class. See, this is evidence of a breakdown in society. As you get more and more insanity like this, it is a perfect example of a break, complete and total social breakdown. And who's fostering this social breakdown? It's the very people that want to subvert society and morph the United States into a communistic system. Here's another example of it from an organization called CDPress.com. Grizzly shooter garners support. This guy shot a bear in Idaho. Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, a man charged with unlawfully shooting and killing a grizzly bear, had so many supporters at his arraignment Tuesday in federal court that the judge had to move the hearing to a larger courtroom. Even there, every seat was taken as his family, friends, and neighbors, young and old, squeezed in. His name is Jeremy Hill. He's a 33-year-old. Pleaded not guilty in U.S. District Court to killing the animal with a rifle on his 20-acre property near Port Hill, Idaho, at the Canadian border. He lives 5 miles from the closest grizzly bear recovery zone. And there you have it, listeners. More Agenda 21. The point is, this bear was actually threatening children. He said he was concerned for the safety of his son, safety of his children playing outside. The mother grizzly and the cubs wandered onto his property on May 8th. But he shot it. Now he's up on trial. This is the kind of absolute insanity, ladies and gentlemen, that people are accepting on a daily basis. Moving along here, we see from the Washington Times, a reptile messes with Texas. Obama cares more about sagebrush lizards than jobs. A 5-inch reptile has enough power in its tiny claws to hurl thousands of Americans into the unemployment line. It shows how the greedy Obama administration places a higher value on sand dune lizards than it does on domestic energy and production and jobs. Federal bureaucrats on the Fish and Wildlife Service want to put this critter, also known as the dunes sagebrush lizard, on the endangered species list. Their proposed rule could halt oil and gas production in agriculture, which accounts for 30% of the jobs in the prospering region of Texas. You mean there's a part of the country that's actually prospering? Well, we can't have that. We got to kill that. Senator John Cornyn has been fighting to stop this from happening. Texas Republican told the Washington Times, quote, "There has not been a cost-benefit analysis. Are we going to elevate this lizard above people and their welfare and jobs? Or is there some sort of balance required?" Well, I don't think there's ever any balance in anything these people do, listeners. The dune sagebrush lizards are found in the Permian Basin area of Texas and New Mexico, which is the top energy-producing region of the United States. To save the tan-colored reptile's sand dune home, the government wants to declare the area off-limits to everything, including buildings, roads, wells, and pipelines. And keep in mind, we've had Jim Beers on this program numerous times, and Jim Beers says whenever they want to put an area off-limits, that's what they do. They just said, hey, you can't build that there, you can't put a road there, you can't do this, because there's, and they make it up. They make up the science. They engineer it, ladies and gentlemen. There doesn't even have to be anything living there that's endangered. They'll cite some academic paper that's written by one of their comrades as the scientific basis for making their claim, and then they make their claim. And that's how they operate. Moving along here, we see from the also from the Washington Post, get ready for a wave of coal plant shutdowns. They say over the next 18 months, the Environmental Protection Agency will finalize a flurry of new rules to curb pollution from coal-fired power plants. Mercury, smog, ozone, greenhouse gases, water intake, coal ash, it's all getting regulated. Keep in mind, the EPA is also regulating dust from farms. Ladies and gentlemen, it's getting to the point where you will not be able to till your crops because the dust that comes into the air is regulated by the Environmental Protection Agency. Everyone needs to stand up against these rules and needs to take an active part in defending freedom in this country because it's getting to the point where it's getting impossible to live, and that's by design. All right, already up to break time, going to take the break. When we come back, we'll continue on here, much more to cover. In the bottom of the second hour, we're going to be visiting with Arthur Naiman, by the way. We're approaching the 10th anniversary of 9/11, so we're going to talk about some of the evidence as to why you should not believe the official story. I know most of you know this. Good to sometimes, once in a while, go back and revisit some of it. We're going to do that in the second hour. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans, thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation, but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method, which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on, by the way, the website is www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. And my email address is radio@governamerica.com. Continuing on here, we've been talking a little bit about some of the draconian measures that are being put into place in the name of environmental enforcement. We're living Agenda 21 today, ladies and gentlemen. For those who are new listeners who haven't heard before, I know we have new people coming on board on a regular basis. Agenda 21 is a 40-chapter document which was put out and unveiled by the United Nations back at the Rio Earth Summit, the United Nations Conference on Environment and Development, which was held in 1992 in Rio de Janeiro. The 40-chapter document deals with everything from, the protection of the oceans, protection of the land resources, coastal areas, mountains, deserts, every aspect of the environmental protection. Also, it encompasses the economy. It encompasses all of social control, social humanity. When I first started researching this, the first thing that came to my mind is this is the communist redistribution of wealth, because they repeatedly talk about taking from the developed countries and redistributing that wealth to the developing countries. Okay. And we can see how the playing field is being leveled today. Where everything that is going on, and supposedly the United Nations has these Millennium Development Goals. There are eight of them. And the very first Millennium Development Goal, if memory serves me correctly, and these are things that they intend to do and accomplish by 2015, is to cut in half poverty. Now, how are you folks doing out there? How are you folks doing in terms of poverty eradication? You know, it seems to me like we've never had more poverty in this country than we do now. Well, you know, aside from, of course, the Great Depression, some of the economic cycles of the past, but we are certainly in another depression today. We have people already jumping out of buildings, again, because they've lost their wealth. We have copper thieves. I mean, it's incredible to see the number of cities now that have experienced the stripping of their coppers from their street lights and different other buildings. Crime is under a major wave today. It's being realized very heavily. And so whenever you have a society, and of course you always have crime in any society, anytime you have people, you have crime. But as people get more and more desperate, as they lose their jobs, as they get further and further to the point where they have to do anything they can just to feed their family, just to clothe themselves, you have ordinary people committing crime, people that would never have done that before. And this is where we're at today. Department of Transportation, speaking of Agenda 21, they just issued a grant to the Northeast Corridor to continue the building of high-speed rail. Keep in mind, a major component of Agenda 21 is getting people out of the rural areas. Certainly, the story we talked about just a moment ago before the break regarding the bear, you know, rewilding, the rewilding of America is going on. They're introducing dangerous predators in the rural areas. Bears have been in rural areas for a long time, but there are other predators that are being located and placed in rural areas for the specific purpose, in my opinion, of causing problems with cattle, with human habitation, to make it impossible, ultimately, to inhabit those areas. People are being persecuted increasingly on their land. And also the White House Rural Council, listeners, we've talked about that in the past. Various federal agencies are going to be targeting rural areas. And the name of the game is taking away all your private property rights, controlling the land, and getting you off the property and into sustainable communities. These tightly, highly dense urban areas where everything you need is within a five-mile radius, cars will ultimately be banned. You won't have access to motorized transportation. And so relegation, you'll be relegated in your travel to high-speed rail. So here we see from the U.S. Department of Transportation, dated August 23rd, Department of Transportation issues grants to Northeast Corridor to continue building high-speed rail. The DOT says when federal rail investments create 12,000 new jobs and improve the infrastructure that keeps our economy moving, that's a win for America. Boy, doesn't that sound good, 12,000 new jobs. Now, we wouldn't need 12,000 new jobs if the same people that are putting these policies in place hadn't outsourced our jobs to countries like China. Okay, through the elimination of tariffs on our imports, they've created the business environment where multinational corporations have not only the incentive, but really the mandate for survival to compete with their competitors, to go outside the country shopping around the world for the cheapest labor they can find and the cheapest regulation they can find. Hence, we have communist China now, empowered. Their economy has become built up, and they have taken that money and have used it on their People's Liberation Army. And now we have our governors, as we've talked about many times in the past, recruiting them to come here to create jobs for us. It's insane. All right, I'm at the bottom of the hour. I'm going to continue this piece on the other side of the break. I want to also mention the Liberty Dollar stuff, because now the feds have opened the door for seizure of coins. Oh, boy. And a lot of other things going on as well. Also, is communist China planning a surprise missile attack against the United States? We have some suggestion of that. Stay with us. We'll continue in a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608, 1-908-691-2608, or visit us at hempusa.org today.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. Once again, the website is www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com, and my email address is radio@governamerica.com. Continuing on here, once again, before the break, I was talking about the Department of Transportation and how they have issued grants now to the Northeast Corridor. Supposedly, they're saying 12,000 new jobs are going to be created by this building of a high-speed rail system, the Intercity Rail, which all connects to Agenda 21, because the reason why they're doing this, once again, not that rail is inherently bad, ladies and gentlemen. It's not that, you know, bicycle paths along roads are inherently bad. It's not that trails for people to walk on and ride their bike on are inherently bad. But the reason why all of these things are being built is so that to facilitate the elimination of personalized motorized travel. They have to build the infrastructure to support the removal of automobiles from the roadway. And that's why this is being done. All right. They say 12,000 new jobs are going to be created. And they say that's exactly what's happening right now along Amtrak's Northeast Corridor as the Department of Transportation continues its unprecedented investment in this valuable rail line. The nearly $745 million we committed yesterday, they say, will increase reliability and allow for the fastest transportation passenger train speeds ever achieved in North America. The Northeast Corridor will use nearly $450 million to improve electrical systems and tracks between Trenton, New Jersey, and New York City. This is the corridor's most heavily used section. Some of the catenary wiring electrical lines above the trains dates back to the 1930s. Boosting and stabilizing the power supply, modernizing signals, and upgrading track will soon have the Acela Express trains reaching top speeds of 160 miles an hour. I'm not going to read this whole thing. This is, again, from the Department of Transportation. It's up on the website. Go there and look for it. It's in the headlines somewhere, probably down a ways, as I play catch-up trying to cover some of this stuff that I haven't got to before now. But it's still fairly recently. August 23rd is when this was put out by the U.S. DOT. And it's just another example of how our transportation sources, under the guise of expanding and improving things, and certainly infrastructure needs to be improved as they're upgrading it here. But this whole high-speed rail initiative is about limiting transportation choices. All right, moving along here, I'm sure a lot of folks have talked on the network about Liberty dollars. I've never have understood, and nobody's ever been able to explain it to me, the argument against Von Nothaus, the gentleman who made the Liberty dollars. Basically, what he was doing is taking precious metals and making his own coins out of them. Somebody said the reason why he was raided was because, and he's being prosecuted, ladies and gentlemen, as a terrorist. They use the term terrorism to refer to him. Okay, and the only thing he did was take precious metals and make his own coin design out of them, and he called them Liberty dollars. Somebody said, well, that's his big sin, is calling it a dollar. Okay, well, then why didn't they just let him change the name then? I'm sure he probably would have been willing to do that. But now he's being prosecuted, and in the meantime, the feds are saying now that his medallic pieces are considered contraband, and people can be raided. Liberty dollars, this is from Coin World. Liberty dollars held by collectors may be subject to seizure as contraband by the federal law enforcement officials with the U.S. Attorney's Office and Secret Service said on August 24th. Statements by officials for those two federal law enforcement agencies seem to reverse this position taken in comments released from the United States Attorney's Office in Charlotte, North Carolina, and published in Coin World in April that mere possession of Liberty dollars did not constitute a violation of any federal statute. That position has never apparently changed, although officials of the U.S. Secret Service, which would be the federal agency likely charged with executing any possible seizures, would not provide any definitive comments concerning under what circumstances Liberty dollars would be seized. Anyway, the point is, listeners, as it seems to me and other people have postulated as well, that this looks like it could very well be a step toward making illegal the possession of precious metals. Once again, there was a time in this country where gold was illegal to own and to have, and it looks like they could very well be moving in that direction once again. We have bankers in control of our government today. Wall Street bankers are controlling the federal government, and they have driven this country further and further into poverty by design, on purpose. And now the federal government is looking any place they possibly can for any real wealth, and we're witnessing before our eyes the collection of all wealth of the American people, from land to now precious metals and everything else. You people are not allowed to own anything. Moving along here. I mentioned earlier about communist China and about the possibility that they might be planning a secret missile attack. Where do I get this from? Well, WikiLeaks, which is a website, I do not believe they're on our side. Frankly, I think they're largely an intelligence operation, just my opinion, based upon what I've read, studying this for a number of, well, several months now. I can't even remember really when WikiLeaks actually came on the scene. It was quite a while ago now, maybe a year or more. But after looking at this whole situation, my opinion is this is a covert black ops situation where anything the government wants to do to drive public opinion a certain direction and make you think that, hey, this is what's really going on. So then they leak the documents through WikiLeaks. Well, WikiLeaks issued and you could say, well, that seems kind of contradictory because they're working against themselves. Listen, they do this all the time in order to engineer opinions a certain direction. Okay, it's called the Hegelian dialectic, creating their own opposition and using it to control public opinion and steer things into a predetermined outcome. So we have a situation with WikiLeaks. They leaked a document, quote-unquote leaked, which unveiled the names. It kept intact the names of spies in China. I'm going to read this from the South China Morning Post because this kind of tells the story. They say Washington warned allies of SC-19 interceptor's secret flight after receiving details from intelligence network on mainland leaked diplomatic cables show. In other words, our intelligence agencies, if I understand the situation correctly, were operating there in China. They learned of a secret Chinese missile test that was going to be taking place. And they tipped off the allies and said, hey, don't worry about this. China's going to be doing this secret missile test. Okay? Now, the South China Morning Post, writing about this, says intelligence sources allow the United States to know about and warn its allies at least 2 days before China's top secret missile interception test early last year, according to confidential diplomatic cables released by whistleblower WikiLeaks. Okay? Now, I just realized this whole article is not here. Apparently, it's cut off. I can dig up the rest of the article. In fact, I got it up on the website. But let me just share this with you, because that South China Morning Post article that I was about to read actually contains a quote from a senior TLA general who is retired now. But he spilled the bean. And he basically what he said was, and his quote, let me find it here. Bear with me. He said, okay, let me just share this with you. Pardon me for that blank space there. This is from World Affairs Journal. Gordon Chang writes, a retired Chinese general recently revealed that his country might be planning a surprise missile attack on the United States. The public comments of Zhu Guangyu came in response to WikiLeaks revelations that last year Washington has warned its allies beforehand of China's test of a missile interceptor. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, in a classified cable sent last January 9th, instructed American embassies in Australia, Britain, Canada, and New Zealand to notify those countries of upcoming Chinese launches 2 days later. The cable included details of launch sites for the interceptor and the target, the models of the missiles, the purpose of the test, and the test date. Yesterday, Hong Kong's South China Morning Post, it was the article I was about to read, they carried comments from Zhu, now at the China Arms Control and Disarmament Association, to the effect that American satellites would have detected activity at the launch site, but that some of the information on the cables, specifically the types of missiles and the day of the test, must have come from a source on the ground. WikiLeaks' release of the cable, revealing one or more American spies in China's Strategic Missile Corps, is perhaps the website's most significant compromise of U.S. security to date. The Hong Kong paper. Now, keep in mind, nothing just happens by chance. in my opinion. Listeners, isn't it interesting that WikiLeaks would leak this thing, and assuming the CIA is actually doing something good on our side, they have their operatives there in China, and here WikiLeaks reveals who they are. Who is this website? What is their purpose? WikiLeaks' release of this cable revealing one or more of the American spies in China's Strategic Missile Corps is perhaps the website's most significant compromise of U.S. security to date. The Hong Kong paper noted that Zhu said that if China could no longer keep secrets... Now, listen to this, people. This is very important. The Hong Kong paper, the South China Morning Post, noted that Zhu, once again, he is a PLA, a retired general of the People's Liberation Army of China. He said that if China could no longer keep secret its missile launches, it would not be able to launch a surprise attack on the U.S. That's what he said. Which begs the question, is China really in the process of planning to destroy the American homeland with a preemptive barrage of nuclear-tipped missiles? Zhu's comment, of course, is not proof, but it does reveal that Chinese flag officers are thinking about doing so. Unfortunately, Zhu's hostile sentiment fits within a worrisome trend, especially since the beginning of last year, there has been a series of belligerent comments from China's generals, admirals, and colonels, some talking about war with the U.S. in the near future. Last February, for instance, Colonel Meng Zhang of the People's Liberation Army would qualitatively upgrade its capabilities to force a showdown on U.S. policy toward Taiwan within a decade. Quote, when we're strong enough for a hand-to-hand fight with the U.S., unquote. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is the same country that our governors are meeting with, the province leaders, to recruit them to come here for business opportunities to give the American people jobs. Now, how insane is this? Clearly, this is more evidence that they are actively preparing for war with the United States, and yet you get, anytime you talk about this in any public venue, you get, oh, you're just a racist. You don't like Asian people. I can't believe how xenophobic you are. I just marvel at this, and I wonder, have the American people just absolutely lost their mind? I mean, are we dealing with such a brain-dead population that people can't see the dangers now of inviting a communist country that obviously is actively preparing for war with us in our borders? To set up businesses, take over businesses here? They conclude, they say, that given the bellicose statements coming from some of China's military brass, along with China's well-documented aggressive behavior in the South China Sea and other peripheral waters, it is difficult to imagine how Western observers can deny China's intentions and the clashes that lie ahead. Thank you, General Zhu. Anyway, we have that article up on the website if you want to see it, along with the South China Morning Post article as well. Very disturbing situation, ladies and gentlemen. Now, another example of our business with China and the World Trade Organization, the fact that the Chinese are considered most favored nation trading partner to the U.S. government. Here we see from MSNBC, U.S. economy created no job growth in August, data shows. First time since 1945, the government has reported net monthly job change of zero. They say unemployment or employment growth ground to a halt in August as sagging consumer confidence discouraged already skittish U.S. businesses from hiring, keeping pressure on the Federal Reserve to provide more monetary stimulus, oh boy, degrading our dollar even more to aid the struggling economy. Now, of course, we have other articles up on the website about strip clubs in Washington, D.C. that have been opened with stimulus money, various other avenues where our stimulus dollars have been totally and completely wasted, and yet the beat goes on. The non-farm payrolls were unchanged last month, the Labor Department said Friday. It was the first time since 1945 that the government has reported a net monthly job change of zero. The August payrolls report was the worst since September of 2010, while non-farm employment for June and July was revised to show 58,000 fewer jobs. Moving along here, we see from Bloomberg another spin from the controlled media, an attempt to make it look like things are getting better when things are actually getting worse. I'll cover this on the other side of the break as we're moving along very rapidly here on Govern America, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Don't go away.
Ladies, gentlemen, Americans, meet Steve Boss.
The American dream has become a nightmare.
Steve Boss.
We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not.
To meet and see Steve Boss perform live, you need to be at Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri, downtown at the Expo Center, all for $9 tickets. Get yours at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss Steve Boss in concert live at Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri.
Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take
America. Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alimax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372.
This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, before the break, I was talking about the dire state of the economy and the fact that we have now jobless claims now. There was absolutely no growth in August. according to the media report I just read before the break. Now Bloomberg reports jobless claims in U.S. declined by 12,000. Declined by 12,000 jobless claims as impact of Verizon strikes wanes. Now, Verizon Wireless has been on a strike, and that has spiked unemployment, initial first-time filers for unemployment. But those are not being counted in this week's numbers. So consequently, jobless claims have fallen by 12,000, but they're still up, ladies and gentlemen, and this is kind of how the game is played, in my opinion. They make it look like they report, hey, jobless claims are falling. And I've told you folks that in the past about how the Department of Labor Statistics will often, it seems to me like they underreport the numbers one week. The next week they'll come out with an updated list and the numbers will be up. But they said the last week's previous week was revised quietly upward. They don't say quietly, but I do. They revise upward the low ball figure, so at least part of the time they're reporting that the numbers are falling. And this is a psychological trick in my thinking, because the idea is that part of the, you know, if every week they were reporting numbers that were going up, then people would immediately start catching on to the fact that we're in a real big mess. So the psychological effect of trying to put a positive spin on these numbers, and it's all designed to keep you from getting upset about the state of affairs, upset about the fact that you're increasingly getting into a situation where you have no home, you have no jobs, you are going hungry. But see, the people of America don't need all of this data to see the dire state of things. All they have to do is look around and see the price of gasoline, the empty malls, the empty stores at the mall. As I recently went to my mall and saw store after store after store that was out of business. And this is the thing that the American people look at, the overall price of goods at the store as a measure of inflation. We don't need the CPI figures, Consumer Price Index, to measure inflation. The American people measure inflation by how much they pay at the store and the gas station. And increasingly, it's more and more dire. Anyway, Bloomberg says jobless claims fell by 12,000 to 409,000. That's not a low figure, folks. That's the 4 weeks. That's the last 4 weeks ending August 27th. This is the situation in America. All right. And I think we've been at or above 409,000 or 400,000 anyway, for about, what, 17, 18 straight weeks? I mean, it's something like that anyway, hovering right around the 400,000 mark for new initial first-time filers for unemployment. It's crazy, and they're telling us we're in a recovery. What a load of garbage. All right, got a top-of-the-hour break. When we come back, I got Ron in Missouri, and we're going to continue on here. Lots to cover still. And then at the bottom of the second hour, we're going to be visiting with Arthur Neiman. And he's got a book called 9/11, The Simple Facts. Going to be discussing a little of that in a way of review for some of you folks. And maybe others don't know about this. Since the 10th anniversary of September 11th is coming up, and the propaganda is going to be in full force.
Gold, ever climbing as the